Chairman of the IASB, and I would like to wish you a very warm welcome to this meeting. This group is very important to the IASB. You represent the investor community, which is not the sole but the primary audience of our work. You are the people who we set standards for, so that you get better insight in the financial reporting of companies that you invest in or decide not to invest in. And as such, you are an incredibly important part of our governance. You are all aware that when we do our work, many people find it very easy to find us. The PREPARE community is very well organized, very highly motivated, has a lot of technical expertise because they work with the standards, they apply the standards themselves, and have absolutely no problems in formulating their opinions and finding us and telling us what they think we should do. With the investor community, it's much more difficult. The level of expertise is necessarily not so high as in the PREPARE community, because you do not really, it's not professionally necessary to understand all the details of the accounting standards. So it takes a lot more effort to deepen your knowledge in these standards. And for that reason, the investor voice is often much weaker than the PREPARE voice, even though you are the primary audience of our work. So we are extremely grateful that so many of you, and Martijn just told me that there are more and more people interested in being part of this committee, where in the beginning we really had to look for members, and now we apparently you could make a selection of members, which is a really good development, and we are very grateful that you want to spend your time, your valuable time, to talk to us. We are acutely aware that we need to strengthen the voice of investors for all the reasons that I just said, to make our governance structure more complete and more balanced, with better checks and balances, to hear the investor voice louder than we have heard it this far. You will also see in the foreseeable future that we are investing heavily in professionalizing our outreach with Barbara, and probably will increase the number of people working on it, and that we are going to change the methods of working with investors, because we do realize that investors need to be approached in a different way than the PREPARE community. You will see that happening in the next couple of years. I think you will find plenty of evidence that we take this very seriously. I will stay with you for the first item, which is very important. One of you told me, just get it done, we're getting sick and tired of it, so are we. We've been working on this way too long. It is so evident that it needs to happen. And the fact that it hasn't happened yet is indicative of the political sensitivity of the issue. And that is what makes it extremely difficult. It's also intellectually not a very simple standard. I mean, if a lease were completely comparable to the purchase and financing of an asset, it would have been done a long time ago. It is slightly different, but at the same time, it is clear to almost everybody that leases imply a lot of have a lot of implicit financing, and that they should be on the balance sheet. We do have widespread support of the investor community to get leases on the balance sheet. Almost all investors do their own numbers, add and make multiples of the lease contracts, and add leverage to the balance sheet. Although it is, it was also an eye opener how many investors do not adjust figures and readily use the Bloomberg numbers, put them in their models, earnings per share, etc., etc., and do not use adjusted numbers. So that underlines the necessity of this work. Lots of support from the investor community. Obviously, much less enthusiasm with the preparer community, although there are quite a few preparers who say, yeah, this is also how we look at these numbers, and we have absolutely no problem in putting it on the balance sheet. I will say a little bit more about that later. But a lot of preparers do not like the proposals simply because they like the fact that it keeps that leases keep their balance sheet lean and clean. Also, they are worried, and I think that's a legitimate worry, that it will be operationally very costly and that the implementation will also be very burdensome. So what we will do in the next 2 months, and we hope to reach conclusions next month in Norwalk when we visit our colleagues of the FESB, we will really look at ways to keep the costs down by looking at limiting the impact of small ticket items, to simplify perhaps the dual model that we have proposed, or even go back to a single model, and to take another look at the question whether we really need lessor accounting. And I think we should also look very carefully at the implementation date to give companies sufficient time to implement, and also to, if it's necessary, to engage in contact with their banks about their loan covenants. So having said that, I just said there are also preparers who have no objections to this, and I actually am convinced that this standard is also beneficial to preparers. For the reason, one reason is that we found in our fieldwork that many investors actually, when they make their multiples and their adjustments, exaggerate the implicit leverage of leases. So paradoxically, the standard could make a lot of companies look better in the eyes of many investors. But more importantly, I believe, I am certain that there are quite a few CEOs out there who have told their CFOs, please keep the balance sheet lean, and who are not fully aware of the implicit leverage that they have on their books through leases, and might serve as an eye-opener when they see what the actual impact of leases are. And it might lead in some instances to a better reasoned decision between leasing or purchasing of an asset. So these are my introductory words. I happily hand the floor to Martijn, who's going to lead the discussion on this, and I'm very curious to know your opinion. But you can rely on us. We are going to finish this, and we won't bother with you with it in the future anymore.